Peter Schweizer, Kamala pounces on hoaxes to play the race card. By Breitbart News on September 19, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris has been quick to play the race card in her political campaign. But the real question, as Peter Schweizer asks, is who's telling the truth? In this presidential campaign, these are the questions that are, as co-host Eric Eggers puts it, hotter than a Lebanese pager. A crazed former construction worker is accused of stalking former President Donald Trump while he was on the golf course, until an alert Secret Service agent spotted the gun barrel and fired protective shots. The shooter, an ex-construction worker named Ryan Routh, was caught nearby. He turns out to have been a supporter of Trump's opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris, and he attended one of her rallies and donated to several Democratic campaigns in the past few years. Yet mainstream media accounts have circled instead to blaming Trump and his heated rhetoric for his own near-death encounters. Even Harris, who publicly thanked the Secret Service for their actions, couldn't resist throwing some rhetorical shade at Trump for supposedly inciting Routh. We're now told that the second assassination attempt isn't necessarily the fault of the person who they found at Donald Trump's golf course, but in fact, it's the fault of Donald Trump and his running mate, J.D. Vance. Their rhetoric is inciting people, Schweizer says. This is a ridiculous approach, like saying, "I hit my wife because she deserved it," Schweizer says. I mean, it's absurd. Nobody would argue that in any other context. But for some reason, they feel comfortable making this point as it relates to Donald Trump. Kamala Harris has her own history of making false claims and even doubling down on them, Schweizer notes. The one that comes to mind for me, of course, is the Jussie Smollett case, he says. Smollett, a black actor, created the hoax himself. Before it was exposed, Harris repeated claims blaming it on Trump supporters. She called it a modern-day lynching. She's wrong about lots of things, Schweizer continues. She blamed bomb threats that were made against schools in Springfield on Trump as well, even after the state's governor had determined not only that the threats were hoaxes from overseas, possibly from Iran. Eggers recalls, this is not the first time she's exaggerated Haitian immigrants' plights, citing the story, since proven false, that Border Patrol agents on horseback were whipping Haitian migrants at the border. All of this points out how the story is never about the real problems but arguing over disputable details in order to avoid taking a stand on the real story. There is a cost to allowing all of this, and this larger issue gets ignored when the discussion turns instead to arguments over pets being eaten or a candidate's rhetorical tone. There have been an estimated 10 million illegal immigrants into the U.S. during the Biden administration. That doesn't include the Haitian refugees, like those in Springfield, who are here with temporary legal protection as refugees from the chaos of their home country. Heightened immigration creates other problems, too, including safeguarding the vote. Many of the states that have granted driver's licenses to illegal immigrants also register voters that way. When a non-citizen gets a license, it is up to that person to self-declare they are not a citizen and therefore ineligible to vote. This is why several states have recently audited their voter rolls and found and removed thousands of non-citizens from their voter rolls. My parents were legal immigrants, Schweizer says. But to me the point is to recognize that, non-citizens, are not supposed to have a voice in our government because they're not stakeholders, they're not citizens. So, states like Virginia just took 6,300 non-citizens off. Texas has removed more than 6,500. By the way, these states could be removing a lot more, but they're kept from doing so because of Democrats' effort to fight a bill called the SAVE Act, which is meant to make voting by non-citizens even harder. For more from Peter Schweizer, subscribe to the Drill Down Podcast.